Hi, and welcome to another HomePod demo. And in this demo, I want to show you where you can go to enable, which is on by default, or disable automatic software updates on the HomePod. And one of the main reasons why I'm doing this particular demo is because a few times I've wanted to go in and check whether the HomePod has been updated yet, but I can never remember where to go to it. So I thought, if I've got that issue, maybe other people have that issue as well. So hence this demo. So let me open up the Home app. Open Home.
Home. David's Home. Heading.
And I flick to the right.
Add and edit homes. Button.
So it's add and edit homes. Double tap on that.
Add and edit. Add home. Button.
And if I do a two-finger rotate around the headings.
Heads. Headings.
And flick down.
Name. Heading. Home hubs. Heading. People. Heading. Speakers. Heading.
That's the one we want. Speakers. Flick to the right.
Software update. Button.
And we've got software update.
Actions
and we've
available.
Also got
allow speaker access on network.
Allow
button.
Speaker access on network. Let me just have a quick look at that.
Allow speaker back button.
And then we'll come back to the software update.
Allow speaker access. Heading. Allow speaker access. Heading. Everyone. Actions
so
available.
Everyone.
Selected. Anyone on the same network.
Anyone on the same network.
Only people sharing this home.
Only people
actions
sharing
available.
This home.
Require password. Switch button.
And
off.
Require password.
Anyone on the same network can see and play to this speaker.
And that's what the current setting is. So that's our two fingers. Got to go back.
Button.
And
name.
Come down
home
to
hubs,
the headings.
People. Speakers.
Speakers.
Heading.
Click
software
to the right.
Update.
Double
button.
Tap on software
back
update.
Button.
Flick to the right.
Software update. Head. Install updates automatically. Switch button. On.
Okay, and by default
actions
it's
available.
On automatically. Of course, if you want to turn it off, double tap.
Off.
It's now off. Double tap again.
On.
It's now back on. So flip to the right.
Keep HomePod up to date by installing the latest software automatically.
Keep the HomePod up to date, which is what I want to do.
Your HomePod software is up to date.
Your HomePod
11.2.5, 15D61.
Yeah, 11.2.5.
Actions available.
And then the build number. So let me do a two-finger scrub to come out.
At home. Button.
And back to the main screen. Press my home button.
Mail.
Lock
three
my phone.
And
so in summary, go into the Home app, go to Add Home, go into Add Edit Home. And if you want to, you can rotate around the headings and go down to the speaker or just flick through down to speakers. Double tap on software update. And then, as I said, you can toggle on and off software update automatically. And you can also tell your current version and build number for the HomePod itself. But anyway, that will do for this fairly quick demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.